You will now be tuning into a government platform with the objectives of gathering intelligence and legal research to solve problems, using real data to formulate strategy. If you are looking for a dose of reality and you want change, tune in to Mercer for President, Government Platform Crime Solving. It's the intelligent way forward.
Good evening. This is Mercer for President, and I'm Leo Mercer Jr., candidate for President of the United States in 2020, and I am a U.S. government candidate for President of the United States in 2020. And again, like I will say, this is a different type of presidential campaign. So you're not seeing me run with the other presidential candidates, but I am running with the other presidential candidates. And this is something that the government is doing to test the presidential campaign. In other words, what we're doing is testing the United States government and finding out what is it like for the government to do a presidential campaign. What is it like for the candidates that are doing a presidential campaign do to solve the problems that are in a presidential campaign? And recently we've had some problems in the presidential campaigns, the collusion type of situation, circumstances in the previous presidential campaign and campaigns before that with other presidential candidates. So this is actually a criminal investigation of the United States government and a criminal investigation of the presidential presidential campaign. And my name is Lee L. Mercer Jr., and I'm the investigator. This is intelligence. As a matter of fact, this is a U.S. Army college doing this presidential campaign, and I'm in a U.S. Army college, went to two U.S. Army colleges. One is United States Army Military Intelligence Academy, Camp Billy, San Antonio, Texas. The other one is the University of Texas in Arlington. And this is where we're broadcasting. It's the School of Business, Graduate School of Business for my master's degree in business. Went on to be a doctorate degree plus other degrees. So we're doing an investigation of the 2020 presidential campaign. Now this is, I'd say, an invention. But this is testing, and this is a test. And in the college, this is what the University of Texas did with the U.S. Army. And my graduate school of business was trying to find out the first question where my first test was, who can tell me what's wrong with America and who can solve it? So that's what I'm before the public with, who can tell me what's wrong with America and who can solve it? So this has been going on ever since 1992. From Camp Willis into the University of Texas in 93-94 to the present date. And the present date is today's date. But anyway, I'm continuing on to let you know that the United States government and my studies and studying intelligence is what I had to do to find out what's wrong with the government. So what I did was raise my hand, told my instructor, who's one of my sponsors, and if you see my landing page there, I have a list of sponsors at the bottom, and my sponsor is Colonel Charles Wallace with 136 Signal here in Houston, Texas, Texas Army National Guard. This was in the Texas Army National Guard. So that's the reason why I'm really doing it, because it's a citizen soldier where a person is part soldier and a person is part citizen. And that's why I volunteered for an officership in the Texas Army National Guard. So this is an ROTC officership doing this presidential campaign. And like I say, this presidential campaign is to find out what's wrong with America and who can solve it. And so I'm going to talk to you about some things that are in the news, and definition of intelligence is the gathering of data, information, You can use newspapers, you get gather data from newspapers, gather data from magazines, you can gather data from any place, any way that you can get data, information. Another part of definition of intelligence is investigations and research. So we can take this presidential campaign as an investigation. We look at this presidential campaign as research. And that's one of the things I was telling you about when I said that I have a cure for the coronavirus, because I do research, and I had to do research in order to get my degrees at the University of Texas in the Army. Now, this is all Army education. This is Army schooling. It's done the Army way. So this broadcast is being done the U.S. Army way. Not the way I wanted to do it, but the U.S. Army way. So I'm going to talk to you now about some things that I think is good. On my landing page, which I put there, and I have here, Merciful President, I broadcast that my plan for America is what the U.S. government's plan is for America. And that is, who can tell me what's wrong with America and who can solve it? I got to the point that my commanding officer, I said, you're the president, I have to solve it. Because, well, I raised my hand. I wanted a grade. No one asked volunteer, but I volunteered. So here I am before you with the answers to what is wrong with America and who can solve it. Because that's the government's plan. They want to find out what's wrong with America. That's why I'm doing a presidential campaign, to find out what is wrong with America. And the main thing that I used here to find out what's wrong with America was my previous education, which was a bachelor's degree in journal business with a concentration in finance from Texas Southern University, a black college here in Houston, Texas. So my commanding officer did, Colonel Wallace did, was, okay, you go to the University of Texas, MBA, this is a master's of business administration. That's a continuing master's degree for general business with a concentration in finance. You're going to find out later on that a graduate school of business is what's needed. Because we're going to need to know how to manage the United States government. Who's managing the United States government? What's wrong with the United States government? I say it's management. And now you have to take a look at management training. And how do we get management training? So now I'm campaigning for President of the United States because I can manage what? The President of the United States, the office of the President of the United States. Now that's something I have to prove. That's what I've been thinking about all week. Now, part of the week is that, what am I going to broadcast and talk to you about? So now I'll talk to you about my development as a student managing United States. I'm managing it, but I'm doing an investigation. I'm managing it, but I'm doing intelligence on the United States of America, and I'm managing it because I'm doing research on the United States government and the citizens. Not only just the government includes the citizens. The government includes its properties. And that's what's talked about in the presidential campaign, the property of the United States of America. So one of the properties of the United States of America is its money and its assets, collateral. And those are things you talk in the school of business. So we want to know what type of collateral does the United States government have in order to balance the budget, in order to put money in the U.S. Treasury, in order to resolve the deficit in the U.S. Treasury, U.S. government. Now, that's part of the presidential campaign. And then, too, an additive to the way to solve the presidential the budget is you're going to have some type of income. So we're going to be talking about the income of the United States of America. where is the United States of America going to get income? Now, who can tell me where the United States of America is going to get income? That's a problem. So we're talking about problems of the United States of America. And the way I did it was I saw the problems of the United States of America by changing the word problem and using the word circumstance. Everybody, you get to talking to people and they can talk you to death about a problem. You get talking to a person about a problem and you never get the right answer. They can talk to a person about a problem, he can always solve it, and it doesn't solve what needs to be solved. So I used the law method, a method of using law, circumstances, circumstantial evidence. With the United States of America being the United States of America and something wrong with it, it's circumstance. So the United States of America needs a lawyer. It's sitting out there on the circumstantial evidence for whatever it is to do a preponderance of injury or preponderance of, it has to be injury, or preponderance of damage. It's taken from America or given to America, injuring America. So that's one of the things I'm talking to you today about. I have here a government plan, platform, plan, and crime solving. So now we're into the plan, and the platform is the bringing of the solutions to the United States government's problems. And that's done through my business. In order to go to college and go to graduate school of business, I had to start a business. Matter of fact, I had to start a business when I was in undergrad school at Texas Southern University. My businesses I started a business was a mortgage company. I went into banking. So those are my projects in undergrad, making a bank. And that's what the United States government wants me to do for them is banking. They want me to solve the problems, the financial problems of the United States of America. Person directing that is Speaker of the House, Mrs. Nancy Pelosi. So if you want to talk to her about it, you can talk to her about it. Then you can talk to the Minority Leader, Mr. Schumer, Honorable Schumer, Honorable Mrs. Pelosi. And I'm working for the United States government. Those are the people that are requesting what needs to be done. It requested me to work, do the work that needs to be done in the United States government. So by doing that work in the United States government, I have the ability, developed the ability to work as President of the United States. So there are some problems in the office of the President of the United States. There are some problems in the office of the Speaker of the House. There are some problems in the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court's office. We have some problems. And there's some problems for the United States government. The United States government is composed of the executive, legislative, and judicial branch of the government. So we're talking about the president's office, the Congress, the legislature, and we're talking about the Supreme Court, judiciary, branches of the government. And continuing on, those branches there are the branches that I have to develop. I have developed those branches. It's just a matter of that they haven't shown it to the public. And this is done through the U.S. Army and done through the Federal Bureau of Investigations, U.S. Army, FBI. That's where who my sponsors are too. That's the agency I worked for. But working for that agency, I worked for all the agencies. Matter of fact, I had to become and develop a government in order to satisfy the problems, solve the problems of the United States government. So I'm campaigning to you that I have solved the problems of the United States government. And that's what this campaign is about that me showing and proving to the public that I have campaigned, that I have worked the office of the President of the United States. And I'm going to be showing you the work that I have done as working for the President, as working as the President of the United States. but not in the office of the President of the United States in Washington, D.C. This is away from Washington, D.C. That's kind of like a comparison. I do comparison, which is like research and in order to find out what's there. And I do comparison and models, and business is called models, business models. So to develop models of the people, models of the government, and also this is for the United Nations and all other international governments. They're in these models. They were having problems, so I had to solve those problems too. The government objectives are the use of intelligence, and that's the use of intelligence in this government platform. This government platform is what I developed. I had to do the research and figure my way, read my way from the first day of class to where I am at the point of finding a government platform. This is the first time that I have found in the history of the United States government's history, Library of Congress, information that I had available, which is the data, I found a government platform. The government platform is defined as the bringing of a new government. So that's what I'm doing, the bringing of a new government. The United States government is going to have two governments. One's going to be a watchdog, it's intelligence, and one is going to be the government that it is there now, a problem solver for the United States government. So we're going to have two presidents of the United States government until they change, Congress changes it and makes it one president. So that's why I'm training, have been trained and working as President of the United States to develop a government on my own. And then I'll turn around and teach it to the United States government. So that lets you know, let them know that I know what I've done, and what I've done has become put into visual aids and communicated back to the United States government, and is tested by the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice Research and Development departments, directors. And it has passed those research. So we have a patented United States government, patented United States government. And continuing on in reference to intelligence, intelligence is the main feature in what I'm with this prison campaign. And the reason why is because it deals with law enforcement. It carries a law enforcement enforcement to it. It also carries the resources that law enforcement has, that law enforcement has. So this is the thing that I'll be showing you as I go along, but it's the U.S. Army way. If it's my way, I'd have money, and I'd be out there in a bigger building showing you and using, demonstrating my master's degree to a doctorate degree level candidate for President of the United States. And as a student on a master's and doctorate degree. So, but at the present time, this is the way this campaign is being broadcasted to the public. And remember now, this is the U.S. Army way. So, continuing on, in reference to intelligence, this is going to get broader. And then legal research. You got to find out that legal research is very important. Because with legal research, you have to find out how to live. And that's one of the things about what's wrong with America is how we live legally. Are we living legally? If not, where do we get the information to prove that we're not living legally? And where do we get the information to prove that we ought to be living this way as living legally? The way that's in the books. The books, where the books come from. This is something that intelligence has to do. So this is what we call, I call it reconciliation. In the school of business and accounting, you just reconcile. So this is reconciling the whole United States government. So I did a good job. I know what I'm doing, I know what I did. I have the evidence to my research and evidence to finding out what's wrong with America and who can solve it. It's all on electronic surveillance. It's on a hot wire hookup in the United States Army, under the command of the United States Army. That's why you're not seeing that my coronavirus cure because it's under the command of the United States Army. It's supposed to be under my command, but you know, the United States Army is the United States Army. But I have the sole authority over the United States Army, or I could not do what I did. And that's something I want to talk to you about, too, is what's wrong with America, the use of authority. Authority can be mixed up. It's getting challenged in the bicameral system. The bicameral system, we're talking about the U.S. Congress, is where you've got the Democrats and Republicans, and then voting. Right now, at the vote, you have Democrats and Republicans trying to choose a candidate. The thing here is authority. Once that candidate gets authority, what does he do? Are you satisfied with the use of authority from your presidential candidates, presidents, once they are appointed and sworn into office? That's something we've been investigating ever since 1992. What does a president do, what the president is doing in the office of the president? What is he doing in that office? What is the United States Attorney General doing in his office? What is the Supreme Court judge doing in their office? Because the public needs to know the truth. The public must be protected. The United States government must be protected because of its trade secrets, and because of its business and commerce. So this school of business turned out to be good because you learn how to learn about contracts. And contracts, the United States government has a lot of contracts. They're signing contracts out there now to companies to provide medicine for the coronavirus contract law. And found out about the United States government in treaties. There's been some things recently in the last 4 years with treaties and the president. Some people might say dropping a ball with the president, walking away from the treaty tables and canceling the United States government, not being active in treaty results. So those types of things are under investigation, criminal investigation. And the thing about that is, what's wrong with America? You know, we go back farther than from the 2020 presidential campaign, 2016 presidential campaign, and find out even before then that the treaties that were out there and the government that was out there, if it was satisfactory. You know, we have to go back and find out, and that's why I say reconciliation, and this is business, this is government business. So how a businessman, which is the president of the United States, doesn't have to be the president, the Supreme Court judge, could be the vice president, could be the vice president of the United States, could be secretary of state. You know, those things have to be monitored. We have to know what they do. We have to read the grammar. It's just like if you're doing business and you handle business contracts, they call it grammage, you know, how you write a contract. So the United States Army went into and have developed a system. Had developed a system. But the United States Army can read and write, and that the United States Army can understand these contracts. And these contracts can be understood by our international allies and other international countries. Now that we have to have, you're talking about the business of the United States government, what's wrong with it, how it's handled, its education. How it's handled its education, let's say, is compiled literature. All the books and our forefathers' sayings and learnings and doings. How do we handle that? They were so professional from George Washington to up even to today's date in our history and development of a U.S. democracy. How do we keep that 100%? And we're having riots in the streets, they're saying, about people turning out and pulling down statues. How do we handle something like that? We can handle it. greyhound or something like that through education. So that's what I've done here in reference to solving the problems of the United States government and finding out what's wrong with America. It needs some education. What's wrong with America? America needs to educate its citizens and in law. It needs to educate its citizens in literature, excuse me, in legislature. Most of the citizens of America do not know the law. And most definitely they do not know that they're being taught the law. So citizens will have to be taught that they are being taught the law. And the law is really has only 10 laws, that's the 10 commandments. So once you learn the 10 commandments, you'll find out you're taught law 7 days a week, twice on Sunday. That's kind of a saying, but 24/7, 365 days a year. Because on a daily basis, they tell you do not get in trouble. And lies will get you in trouble. Stealing will get you in trouble. Killing will get you in trouble. Misrepresentation will get you in trouble. Criminal behavior will get you in trouble. All those things are right in there under the Ten Commandments. So you're going to find out that the Ten Commandments of the Bible pays a great deal to the U.S. Constitution and the lives of the American citizen. I don't know if anyone has really talked to Ten Commandments of the United States government, but that's what I'll be doing. I'm at the University of Texas and in the U.S. Army. In order for me to graduate, I had to become a preacher, an army chaplain. So my studying is studying the law. So in studying the law, I studied the Ten Commandments, the army way. And the Ten Commandments, the use of the Ten Commandments. And that's what we're doing, and that solved what's wrong with America. And who can solve it? I can solve what's wrong with America. And the people that have worked with me and saw what's wrong with America. God can solve what's wrong with America. And if I'm finished, you'll be able to solve what is wrong with America. So we're going to be talking about the Bible, the Ten Commandments. So I'm a preacher. I'm a police preacher. I'm an intelligence preacher. I do law enforcement as a preacher. So we're going to be looking at the law enforcement in the Bible. We're going to be looking at the law enforcement of the Ten Commandments. Law enforcement of the Ten Commandments in the United States Constitution. And the law enforcement of how citizens interpret and misinterpret the law. So in order to solve your problems out there, I'm campaigning to be President of the United States. I'm campaigning that I know how to solve the problems of the United States of America. So the citizens are going to be involved in my presidency campaign because you need to know how to solve what's wrong with America. You are part of what's wrong with America. Citizens. Because without your thinking, the government doesn't function. But one of the things I did in my study and research was develop a computer. So I have a computer that runs the United States government. I invented a computer. I invented not so much as the software, the hardware. I invented the programming, invented the education for it, and put it in a computer to make it work. United States government furnished a computer. And that's what you have to use in this college, and the computer grades me. So they do not grade me, the computer grades me. In order for this computer to grade you, you have to answer tests, questions, and get the answers right, or your computer doesn't move. This computer will jam, and you can't move. And so if your answers are right, then the proportion to the computer that makes it, generates the power and the electricity to it, will move. If you do not, not able to answer the questions, then it doesn't move. Just like the answers to the test are gas for the engine for your car. The answers to the test are gas for the computer. So if they came to me and said, we need some medicine for the coronavirus, if my answer is not right, the computer doesn't move. If my answers are right, the computer moves. So I'll get a cure for the coronavirus. If my answer is not right, and I'll copy some information here, definition of complaint, definition of quite a few words that will make the computer move. It needs data. You see, to do anything, it needs information. And intelligence provides information. So I got into the right field of study, someplace to provide information. So what the United States government needs is information. I mean, it needs a lot of information. The United States government has a population, and it takes information to manage that population. Not only that, it takes, if there is information, it needs to be managed by the government, because the information is from the population. And the population, the people, the citizens, on a day-to-day basis, are providing information to the government. That's why we have to have management and the managerial system to capture that information. That information could be that they're sick. That information could be that they're disgusted. That information I classified as health, education, and welfare. So on a daily basis, the citizens needs to be educated. The reason why they need to be educated and how they're educated is through the news. So our news must be right. And that computer, if there's news out there, my computer will check the news, make sure it's right. Now, there's a new system that the government has in order to provide thorough the truth and credibility to the public, and in order to get a credibility from the public. And this system, I'll be going through it later on in reference to it, what I developed and what the government developed. Because like I say here, getting my broadcast, I have here, I broadcast that my plan, this talking and broadcast that I'm doing in my president's campaign for America, is what the U.S. government's plan is for America. America needs safety. My plan is safety. America needs protection. My plan is protection. America needs to maintain and keep its history right, and that's my plan, to keep my history right. Good citizens. My plan is good citizens. My plan is for me to be a good citizen. And those are the things we're going to have to prove. Can we protect ourselves? Are we safe? And people are walking the streets asking about justice, complaining that there's not justice. Now, I can provide justice. Or I know I'd be a failure in the presidential campaign in 2020. Because those are the things you're asking for. Whatever you're asking for, I can provide it. Because I have been tested and I've been studying the United States government, and I have it resolved. And that's what I'm doing on my campaign, is to show you the resolutions, the solutions to your problems. Whatever your problem is, we're going to show you, I can show you the solution to your problem. But like I say, it's under the control of the U.S. Army. Not supposed to be under control of the U.S. Army, but that's the way it is. The U.S. Army, U.S. Army, FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigations. It's under control of law enforcement, because you know that we do have, like I have here, crime solving. If I was out out in a laboratory someplace. Somebody break in. The citizens, like I say, the citizens are, we have to have protection. We have to have safety. We, the people of the United States of America, have problems getting in trouble. We have problems fighting each other. Now, that's what's wrong with America. We fight each other. Can we stop fighting each other? There's nothing but an education that helps you interpret and comprehend that when a person says something wrong to you, you can call the police. And then another thing is that the education, my program, I named it Continuing Education. It's continuing education for 100 years. You never get too old to learn, but the government must know that you need to learn. It has to have the right things for you to learn. So that's your safety and that's your protection. The right thing to learn will keep you safe and keep you protected. So all that information is in a computer. And all that information is fed through a hotwire hookup, which is a police hotwire. And that police hotwire is what saves the public. So this is the thing I started back in after 2000, trying to get a debriefing with the United States Congress so that we can show the United States public and show that the public is involved in my investigation and show that the public is really in law enforcement with me under my authority and under my protection. And it's set up in a managerial system. So I'm not just representing you as if I'm an unlearned or an uneducated citizen. I'm a learned and educated citizen. So you hear me talk about my education. It's not that I'm smart. It's just I'll talk about my education. Because that's what this is about. I'm going to introduce you to my education. This is U.S. Army education that is done in U.S. Army way. I think you'll be satisfied with it. I'm not criticizing the state of Texas officials or school system, but I'm in Houston. I love the Houston Independent School District. I really like it. I like Independent School District. I grew up in an independent school district up around it's Orb, Texas, Overton, Texas, right around Tyler, Texas. Came to Houston, Texas, and I went to college at Texas Southern University, then on to University of Texas. So this is University of Texas program. The thing is, I can't get the governor of Texas to come out and shake my hand. And other people, the black senators of the state of Texas are part of this program. They were part of my sponsorship to get into the University of Texas. I was in U.S. Army Military Intelligence Academy in Camp Phillips in San Antonio, and they sponsored me. It's like a pool gave me orders to come to go to the University of Texas, sent me orders, like they send you a scholarship or you get a letter from somebody to go to Harvard. When you graduated from school, you complete your test. So I completed my studying at U.S. Army Military Intelligence Academy, Camp Billis. I think I started to a home study course, college, on a doctorate degree in law because I couldn't go to the colleges. I'm in the hotwire hookup, and I do law enforcement. I do intelligence. So I started my doctorate degree in law from a college out of Louisiana. Turned out to be the best college in the world. Now, this is a little college, and I have part of my books in education, but through that little college, I mean, I saw the problems of the United States of America. This is a law school. It cost me $2,000 to go to that school. That was cheap, but, you know, my books were there, and I still have my books. There's a law school of religion. Law school that had a lot of religion in it. and it turned out to be a fine law school. So I'll be teaching you law and how to solve problems from that law school, plus the education I received at a black college. This is going to be black education. And this is a black educator now. I got my education at a black college, went to Texas, University of Texas. So it's I had to maintain black educational system. Even though I'm in the Caucasian school at the University of Texas, I'm still developing using the black educational system. So this is a black educational system that's solving the problems of the United States of America. The teachers I had were some black teachers, and they were a bunch of black young teachers at Texas Southern University. And they were from Harvard, about five of them. They invented a new educational system and brought it to Texas Southern University. And just so happened, that's when I was going to college there. I was out of the Navy. I was going to school as a veteran, returning veteran from the Vietnam era, Vietnam War. I went to college there under a scholarship from the Navy. I signed up to go to the Navy in 1969, and I went in the Navy on a scholarship. I was 2 years in the Navy, $30,000 scholarship, 4 years reserve. So that $30,000 put me through college. And after I got out of college, out of Texas Southern University, in my senior year, I signed back up for a master's at ROTC. I got accepted at West Point for my master's. And you know, you sign up a year prior to graduating. And when I graduated, went there and they overlooked me. But they found my records. So about 4, 5, 6 years later, after I left the Army office, and they didn't send me to West Point. I became a professional banker, and I became a professional banker so fast, but I only did 18 months in banking. They turned me loose. So I did junior management in banking for about a year, almost 12 months. And I did great in banking. So I went into banking for myself. Then I went into the Army National Guard, and I went back into banking, went into business, trying to get a master's to do my business. And the Army got a hold to me, per se. The Army accepted me, and then the Army gave me orders. I can't leave the Army. So I can't go back to the civilian living because I was smart at what I did. I was good in banking. So here I am developing for the United States government. They made me a government developer. So what I do is develop governments. So that's why I'm telling you I've trained to be President of the United States. I've trained in the office of the President of the United States because I have to develop the office of the President of the United States. And I have to develop the United Nations hired me, so I develop United Nations. And then other international governments hired me, I have to develop those international governments. So I've turned out to be a government developer. These are new disciplines, new subjects that we do not have. So this is a new form of education. I was telling you about intelligence, and it seems like people that get to learn intelligence, they go out with guns and knives and all those different types of things in the Army, but not always. This is an executive position. I had to develop an executive position. I had to develop an executive, a business person that wears a suit. So the United States government needs an executive. It needs a person that can handle a suit and work the business and commerce of the United States government. You see all that money out there, $5 trillion floating around out there. who's managing that money? What type of businessmen are there in the United States government that manages that money? Where are they housed? Where's the IRS? So those businessmen or those executives are going to be in this government that I'm with. It's a neutral government. It's an independent government. They need to be out there. They're going to be out there taking a look and asking Congress, you have $5 trillion out there. Who are the people that's going to manage the receipts to this money? Who are the people going to manage the debt and income? Is there any type of income coming to the United States government from this $5 trillion usage to the American public? Is the United States government going to make a profit, or is the United States government going to have a loss? So I'm campaigning, and I'm campaigning the financial means of the United States government. Is the United States government going to make money off of this coronavirus, or is the United States government going to go farther and farther in debt? If they're going to go farther and farther in debt, that's poor management. I'm talking to you from the United States Army, University of Texas, PhD in management, and the U.S. Army. And I can prove it. I can prove to the United States government that with the receipts and the amount of money that's expensed out, that it's going to either have a deficit or it's going to have a gain. Income. Now, is that type of planning done when some type of incident or an emergency happens in America? Now, that's what I'm talking about right here. As I say here, I broadcast that my plan for America is what the U.S. government's plan is for America. The U.S. government doesn't want to go, some people say go in the hole. The U.S. government does not want to have a deficit, because I represent the U.S. government. I represent the Congress. I represent the United States Supreme Court. I represent the Office of the President of the United States. I'm accounting for President of the United States, and this is the first time, and this is an invention, this is the first time, so it's research to see how you like it. I'm telling you and doing analysis of what's happening in the United States government. Are you satisfied with the analysis that's happening in the United States government? Yeah, I'm an executive. I'm a U.S. Army executive. This is what I'll be doing as a U.S. Army executive. And I'm a policeman. And I'm a political official. I've only had one political official two people that I like to call political officials. Patton. He wasn't really a public official, General Patton. The other one was the general that was for the Philippines. Can't call his name at the present time. The peacemaker. So that's what they made me, the peacemaker. And they made me the law. You had to earn those titles by working the law and earn those titles by working peace. And you get awards, kind of like the Emmy Awards. Well, these awards that I have, they give Congressional Medals of Honor. I receive Congressional Medals of Honor for my awards. So I'm talking to the United States Army. I want my awards. Bring me my awards. So the public can see my awards. You're going to be seeing an executive army, a person. I'm a person, Negro, Black. And when I was growing up, they call us Negroes. They didn't call us niggers. And if they think the word nigger is something indignant, profane, maybe, but it has to be said because it's written in some of our literature. So don't feel like you're not a Christian. You know, You're supposed to hear things and understand things. This is communications. So that's one of the things that's wrong with America. Do not let it hurt your feelings. So when they start talking the word nigger and stuff like that, the United States government did what's called the expansion of criminal law across the board. So we don't call it anymore a civil rights offense. We call it a criminal offense. So that's the thing we're going to be talking about, the law, and that's why they named me the law, and that's why the United States government went into criminal law. So wherever criminal law was not, criminal law is everywhere. And I'm getting calls and information through the hot wire from girls, little girls. Well, it's ridiculous what they do out there to little girls. So, you know, it's dangerous, and that's one of the things, the reason why I'm here, when you're dealing with crime. Now, these are family problems. And crime starts at home. That's what the Department of Justice books and literature shows, and they talk here on television, crime starts at home. Crime's in the home. Now, that's why we're having problems. Crime's in the home. So remember now, I'm a preacher, but I'm not Martin Luther King. I'm not these other preachers. I looked at their history, and I said, they shot him down. I really don't want to talk like that. I'm a police preacher. I enjoy being a police preacher. Because you need to know about the law. You need to know about forgiveness. You need to know about baptism. You need to know about redemption. You need to know about these bullies. So something is bullying the United States of America. So I have here, tell America what's wrong with it. That's what we're doing. It says the abuse of authority. Now that's the United States government gave me sole authority over the United States government. Because they were having, the government's having problems with authority. People are changing things. You know, you can vote on something and then another person has the authority, he'll abuse authority. He'll use, no, don't want it that way. We want it this way. It's not the law. So now we put authority with the law. And then in my research, I did research in military science. I had it on my previous show, military science, police science, and I added management science. So a lot of these problems you're going to find out comes from military science. All the way back to the custodies and fighting Indians. And those types of crimes are still in our communities. And what they call a four tongue liars, still in our community. You see, that's in military science. And not so much as in our community science. And not so much in our management, but it's in the government, the managing of the government. And then the wars are from crime. These wars are from crime. They call it the crime war, that's crime war. Drug war, drugs are crime. Terrorist war, terrorists is a crime. These are crime, this is crime. So we have a solution to all those. And so we have a solution to the lack of justice. We have justice, true justice. We can solve crime problems, whatever type of problem you have can be resolved. But it's done the U.S. Army way. And that's a good way. It's not brutal because I'm an Army lawyer. I have a million Army lawyers with me. And tell you the truth, there's only one man, the rest of them are a million women. They have master's degrees and above. And they're good lawyers. They're deployed all through the United States. And these are women lawyers. In the Army, federal lawyers. And that's part of my business, a law firm. I represent a law firm. I developed a law firm, invented a law firm. Because I had to invent, like I said, the formations, the models in order to solve crime, and models in order to prosecute, do prosecutions. The United States government has gone to prosecution. I mean, it's going to prosecution, not to be rude-like, but they're really concerned about maintaining law and order in the United States of America, maintaining law and order in the industry, in the United States government, business, and commerce. We're going to have law and order in the United States businesses, business, and commerce. The U.S. Army way and the United States government way and the United Nations way. United Nations, we have a new peace treaty, a world peace treaty that the United Nations signed and every government in the world has signed it. So there'll be no more wars. I have here, America needs a lawyer. I say why America needs a lawyer, because Congress hasn't moved, the U.S. Army hasn't moved. And I am the decision maker. So this is about decision making. Okay. It's time for me to close for today. And I'll be back in 2 weeks. And this is Mercy for President. I hope I've been helpful. So tune in to Mercy for President. Good night.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. Tune in every other week, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio TV.